Winston Churchill, the wartime leader. Ciro Armici. Copyright 2024 Ciro Armici. All rights reserved. The making of a leader. In the annals of history, few names evoke as much admiration and fascination as Winston Churchill. His legacy as a wartime leader, orator, and unwavering patriot is woven deeply into the fabric of British history. Churchill's tenure as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom during World War II was marked by profound challenges, bold decisions, and a steadfast commitment to preserving freedom against the rising tide of tyranny. But Churchill's journey to this point was far from straightforward. It was the culmination of a lifetime of personal battles, career highs and lows, and an unshakable belief in his mission to defend his nation's values. Churchill's life story reads like an epic, a tale of courage, resilience, and brilliance mixed with a healthy dose of controversy. Born into a prominent family with deep roots in British aristocracy, Churchill's early life offered him both privilege and unique challenges. As the son of Lord Randolph Churchill, a respected politician, and Jenny Jerome, a dynamic American socialite, Winston inherited a legacy of public service yet battled personal insecurities and the weight of expectation. He faced setbacks and disapproval, both at home and in his career, that might have deterred a less determined soul. Instead, Churchill used these experiences to forge a steely resolve, one that would later serve him and his country when the stakes were at their highest. The path to Churchill's role as Prime Minister was anything but linear. His early military service brought him face to face with the realities of war, allowing him to see both the glories and horrors of the battlefield. These experiences shaped his views on military strategy, informed his understanding of leadership under pressure, and gave him an unwavering commitment to peace, even when he knew that peace could sometimes only be won through war. In the years that followed, Churchill's political career took many turns, marked by both success and failure, popular acclaim, and public skepticism. However, through each setback, he emerged with a clearer sense of purpose and an even stronger determination to protect Britain's future. By the time Churchill assumed the role of Prime Minister in 1940, Europe was already engulfed in the flames of war. Germany, under Adolf Hitler, had unleashed a relentless campaign of conquest, and Britain's very survival hung in the balance. Many doubted that Britain could withstand the onslaught. Yet, Churchill believed not only in Britain's resilience, but also in the strength of its people. Through his powerful oratory and resolute leadership, he rallied a nation teetering on the brink of despair. His speeches, marked by words that resonated with clarity and courage, transformed the bleakest of circumstances into a call to action, inspiring hope and instilling a determination to fight on, regardless of the odds. This book embarks on a journey through Winston Churchill's life, focusing on the years when he stood at the helm of Britain during World War II. We will examine his personal sacrifices, his strategic brilliance, and his relationships with other key Allied leaders. As we uncover the essence of his wartime leadership, we also seek to understand the legacy he left behind, a legacy that extends beyond victory in battle to the principles of freedom, resilience, and unity. Churchill once said, "Success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts." In exploring the pivotal moments of his life, his strategic choices, and his powerful speeches, this book aims to illustrate how Churchill's courage to continue became the lifeblood of a nation. His story reminds